At Fort Sam Houston's National Cemetery in San Antonio, Sergeant Gilberto L. Sanchez's casket is being loaded onto a horse-drawn caisson. There is a 21-gun salute. Sergeant Sanchez was a 19-year-old combat medic serving the injured soldiers of Korea when he disappeared. It was December 1950 during the epic Chosin Reservoir conflict in North Korea, where 200,000 Chinese soldiers fought 30,000 U.S. troops. Pablo Sanchez, the soldier's 95-year-old brother, remembers the day that military officials informed the family that Gilberto was missing.
I couldn't even talk for a while because I was so stunned that I just couldn't believe it.
So the family went on for the next 64 years without knowing what happened to Sergeant Sanchez. Then recently, his remains were identified with the help of DNA, despite the fact that he waited more than half his life for the ability to say goodbye to his kid brother. Pablo Sanchez says he never gave up hope.
I was getting reports monthly, and we keep on asking.
Sergeant Sanchez was among hundreds of U.S. soldiers listed as missing in action in Korea, whose remains have now been brought home. The family was presented a Purple Heart in his honor today. Sanchez was also honored this week on the floor of the Texas House by New Braunfels Republican Doug Miller.
To hear the story and hear about this resolution, how our forces were overwhelmed by large numbers, can only remind me of times that I heard about the stories of Korea and the Korean War. It was a terrible conflict and one that many, many young men and women gave their lives to defend our freedom.
In Austin, Governor Greg Abbott ordered that all flags in the state be flown at half staff in honor of Sergeant Sanchez. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.